This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Eight people were killed, including three rail officials, as two compartments of the Sialdah-bound Kanchenjunga Express derailed after a goods train collided with it from behind near Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Chairman and CEO of the Railway Board, Jaya Varma, said the rescue operation has been completed. She said around 50 people were injured in the accident. She said help desks have been established at all railway stations along Agartala-Sialdah route. Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of the Kanchenjunga Express. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased, 2,50,000 towards grievous injuries and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic train accident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Intelligence Bureau Chief Tapan Deka, Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Manipur DGP Rajiv Singh and other senior officers are attending the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday also chaired a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The second annual meeting of Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ISET, between India and US is being held in New Delhi. During the two-day meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan will review the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. Sources said the main focus of ISAT meeting will be a comprehensive review of all projects discussed in the Washington meeting on January 31, 2023. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met National Security Advisor of United States of America, Jake Sullivan, in New Delhi. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists in Chungthan in Mangan district of the state started this morning. Mangan district collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashvani News that evacuation of stranded tourists have been started by road from the affected areas of the state capital Gangtok. However, airlifting of the tourists could not be done due to bad weather conditions. It may be mentioned that efforts are on for the last 2 days to evacuate around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district, through airlift and roadways. However, it could not be implemented till Sunday due to bad weather condition and road blocks from the landslides. Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, has been celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In the national capital, Delhi, many congregations were held at the Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. In Ecuador, at least 8 people were killed and 3 injured in a landslide on a major road in central Tungurahua province. The landslide led to the closing of the roadway in the resort city of Banos de Agua Santa and damaged houses in the area. Operations at 3 hydroelectric plants has also been disrupted by the heavy rains. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for Documentary, Short Fiction and Animation Films is underway in Mumbai. On the third day today, various films including My Father, We Should Be All Futurists, Life in Loom, Pukar, Shanti, Inside Out 2, Patterns will be screened. In the morning, a panel discussion titled Unlocking the Force, Channeling Documentary Films to Drive Social Change was organized. The session was attended by Indian director Dr. Talakadu Srinivasya Nagabharana and General Manager of NFDC D. Ramakrishna. In the evening sessions, panel discussions titled In the Age of Anthropocene, Is There Still Time to Dither? And Indian Stories Becoming Globally Relevant have been scheduled. And that is the end of this news bulletin.